The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning and heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley at 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster, Northern Dutchess County, here in the show, GPS for Your Finances, on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Welcome, one and all. Today's topic, questions and answers. Yes, your questions and answers. Go to MahoneyGPS.com and you can pose your question there. Of course, these questions come in from all over the place, from prospective clients, from friends, and I kind of consolidate these questions that I hear the most of. So we're going to tackle that in a minute. But before we get there, we want to get to the market recap. We're trying to get behind the numbers of the markets, give you analysis as to what's happening. And, you know, like a reporter on the sideline of a football game, well, that's me here. I'm on the sideline here telling you what's happening on the field of the market. So records keep falling. I think of note, though, I would say the S&P 500 for some time early last year, through middle of last year, through the end of last year, the NASDAQ was setting records after records, and the NASDAQ just kept doing it through, I'd say, late January of this year. And next thing you know, new leadership emerged, and the Dow Jones was setting records every day. In fact, I give the report on WHD and every Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, pretty much every weekday morning, talking about the markets and the markets setting records. I sound like a broken record. That's the Dow Jones. What's very interesting this past week, you know, it's always been a kind of a fight between rotation out of technology into Dow Jones type of stocks or Dow Jones stocks into NASDAQ type of stocks. Well, what we saw this last couple of weeks is the S&P 500 emerge as the fastest car at the moment. The S&P 500, Standard Poor's 500, is, of course, very popular in your 401k plans and 403b plans. And S&P 500 got over 4,000 for the first time a week ago and change. And here it is knocking at the door at 4,100. And I call it the kind of the great rotation that actually started in November. What was early November? Yes, was the election. But more importantly for the markets, believe it or not, was that of Pfizer announcing a vaccination. Remember, for a long time, we were wondering whether or not we can even get a vaccination. Some scientists told us that's not even possible to have a vaccination. How could you have a vaccination? And then the first week, November, Pfizer came out. A following week was Moderna. But during that time, you saw a shift out of technology. Now, let's go through this for a second. We were living in a remote economy, right? That's pretty much how we had it. Not fun, but here we are working out of home and those type of things. And it really favored technology companies. Think of companies like Zoom. By the way, when I mention a company, it's not to buy or sell. Let's give an example. How popular Zoom got. People were Zooming with each other from universities to schools to you name it, friends and even business for that matter. So we, you know, a lot of money started going to technology. And this is going up to the cloud, artificial intelligence. All these things were happening at light speed, benefiting technology pandemic. And then in November, early November, Pfizer comes out and says, hey, we have a vaccination. And remember, the market's forward looking and said, wait a second, we're going to get out of this pickle. And we don't need to be in just technology stocks. We don't need to be at a kind of stay-at-home economy. Other things are going to start working, or other industries can start working better, like airlines and cruises, and start spreading out. And that's why I think you're seeing the S&P 500 do so well the last couple of weeks, and that you're noticing that the money is spreading out. Now, again, at times we've had corrections, but money's not really leaving the market. Actually, money's just kind of, look, money's always moving around to try to find the best returns. And really, in 2020, with the pandemic, that was definitely technology, and everything else was on the sideline. Maybe healthcare did pretty good too. And now here we are in 2021, you know, past the first quarter of the year. And look at this. Here it is. More and more industries are participating in the rally, what they call broadening of the market, which, by the way, to me, is very popular. It's very good to be broadening. I mean, look, technology is great, and it will continue to be great. That's where innovation is. That's where money will follow. But at the same token, we can't have just one industry do well. Again, of course, that's because of pandemic. It's nice to see other industries getting involved. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, questions and answers. Before we get to questions and answers, we always want to give you some numbers and what happened in the market, what's going with the market, give you some insights and so forth. As I just mentioned, we're seeing a lot of money swirling around, which I call the great rotation. All the things that are happening. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about interest rates moving up. Now, historically, the 10-year treasury around 1.6 to 1.7 is actually very low. But the speed at which, beginning of the year, the 10-year treasury is around 1% and just went up, because it's expecting better news to the economy, which is positive. But it's also expecting a whiff of inflation that you and I haven't seen in some time. Now, again, that's down the road. We're not really seeing it yet too much. Though we are seeing at the gas pump and we are seeing in food prices, it's something to be watching very closely. But when interest rates were moving up, I would say middle of February, pretty dramatically to the end of February or so, you start to see technology stocks and other stocks start selling off. Like, oh, okay. And why is that? Well, interest rates, if rates are high, let's say rates go up to, make this up, let's say interest rates go up to 10%. Well, how much money do you really want to put in the stock market if you can get 10% guaranteed by the government? Conversely, what if the 10-year treasury is at 1%? You say to yourself, okay, don't like the stock market, but I take my chances, probably make better than 1%. And that's why they kind of have a seesaw effect with stock prices and interest rates and so forth. So we saw that. So now this past week, though, interest rates have settled down. Inflation expectations have settled down at the moment. Let's see what happens. And the focus for next week coming up will that of earnings. Earnings for the first quarter ending March 31st. And up first, always, are the banks. So like a rotation, by the way. About three weeks will be technology. But the first week will be banks. JP Morgan Chase will be reporting. Goldman Sachs, Citi, you know his name is Bank of America. Let's see what they did for the first quarter. Banks in general should have done very well when they call the steepening of the yield curve. Yes, if you ever get stuck on Jeopardy, maybe I'll give the answer to that one. Steepening of the yield curve means short-term rates, kind of think of it visually, short-term rates are at zero and rising, 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year, all those different plot points, you see it kind of going higher. And the steepening of that actually benefits banks. Why? Because they borrowed pretty much 0% and they lend out at a higher rate. Remember last year, interest rates so low, the 10 years I mentioned, it was kind of very flattish curve, as they call it, very flat. So you borrow and pretty much give out the same type of rates to consumers. Here, the spread, they should really have good numbers. I'm not suggesting you buy these stocks, but they will lead off our earnings season. And remember, a lot comes to earnings. If companies are doing well with earnings, the market will support itself. We'll be right back. Right after these messages, a GPS for your finances, today's topic, questions and answers. We're going to get right into questions and answers right after the break.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. Heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley on 100.7. WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County. Here in the show at GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Welcome on all today's topic, questions and answers. We're going to jump right in, but you just heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers, that's you, you can do it. The early bird gets the worm, can get this book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. 0101. What a perfect time to think about your finances and retirement planning. Why? All those 1099s are all over the place in your dining room table, kitchen table. You know, now you're getting all these financial things out. Good time to be talking and thinking about your future and retirement, finances, and all the like. So best way, I think, a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning is the book Not Your Father's Retirement, covering all the topics that we cover here in the radio show. So that's 845-371-0101. Give it to you again. Get your pen, paper together, a crayon, I don't know, lipstick, whatever you want to write on this thing. 845-371-0101. It sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you could be one of the first 20 callers today. I know you can do it. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Today's topic, questions and answers. And of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're trying to make a healthy, wealthy, wise. Healthy, wealthy, wise hour. How do you like that? And I give WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let's call it every weekday morning. How about that? Around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, Mike and Casey Show. And then we got you covered on the way home, Andy Bale. Bill Kugel from Mahoney, Andy Bale Show. Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management. We'll give you the national business news, what the indexes did, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. For more information on what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, well, go to our website, MahoneyGPS.com. There you'll find archived radio programs like this, my TV segments, as well as newsletters, and you can sign up for the newsletter for free, kind of keeping you informed of what's happening with the market. So it's all right there on MahoneyGPS.com. Now, right before the break, we're talking about this great rotation from money going out of technology into value, now value money going back to technology, back and forth and so forth. But I think one of the biggest changes going forward will be the earnings period, which starts actually this week coming up with the banks and other companies coming to report thereafter. So we'll see. It's always a lot of excitement, a lot of volatility around earnings season. So it's not only what they say, what they did for the first quarter, it's really what they say going forward now. So first quarter is in the books, rearview mirror, and what companies say going forward will be really interesting considering the pandemic is dying down a bit, though infection rate around here is probably about 4%, so still got a lot more to go. But certainly be really interesting to see how companies are navigating this pandemic and what they say going forward for the remainder of the year. So we'll be watching closely for you. And of course, next week, tell you a little bit what happened to those earnings. So first question to jump into today's topic, will the president get his infrastructure plan approved? I think the answer is yes, but there'll be a compromise. It won't be this $2.2 trillion, I think, with the number, and a trillion here, a trillion there, a trillion. It should be a song. I can't sing, by the way. I'm sorry if I broke your ears. So the infrastructure plan, look, it's something that really has bipartisan support. If money actually goes to roads and tunnels and bridges, but, you know, this pork out there, for both sides, by the way, pork bills that go through. So we'll see what happens. I think it's something that I think the president will win. I think the question is, how are you going to fund it? And now, obviously, there's been a lot of issues about taxes, corporate taxes going higher, personal income taxes going higher if you make over $400,000. Is that for a couple? Is that for a single? There's a lot of questions around that. So this one most likely will not be able to go through reconciliation like the others. This may have to be kind of ironed out between both sides, which, by the way, I kind of like when both sides have an opinion and have bipartisan support when a bill goes through. So the infrastructure, no doubt, is important to us. And also the infrastructure, aside from the obvious ones of roads and tunnels, and like we ride and drive these roads and tunnels and we say, wow, these are in really disrepair. But there's also infrastructure for 5G and internet and higher speed internet and electric grids and a whole bunch of other things. So infrastructure, we're not just thinking about roads and tunnels, though that's probably the first thing I think of, maybe the first thing you think of, but there's a lot more to that as well. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS to Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you joined us this Sunday morning. Today's questions and answers. First question right out of the gate, president's infrastructure plan, will it get approved? Well, the short answer is yes, but definitely be compromised. Next question I hear a lot, not only from the website that you put your questions to, but you know, throughout the day, is the market too high? Is the market too high? I'll let you answer that. That was good. So it always feels like that when the market's setting records. But then again, what else are you going to do with your money? I mean, CD rates are next to nothing. Savings rates, money markets, treasury bills, treasury notes, they're paying next to nothing. And that's why the market is doing so well. So remember, the market is a forward looking. Right now, it's still with this pandemic. There are fits and starts. Some parts of our country open, other parts of our country closed. Some shops, as you know, are open. Some shops are closed. Some restaurants are, you know, it's really just a mixed bag here. But the market's looking 6 months, 9 months down the road and seeing, wow, the vaccination rollout of 3 million per day. You're seeing a whole bunch of other things that are happening, really light speed time. Now, think about where we were like 6 months ago. You know, compared to where we are, I think at that time we were, you know, like 300,000 or 400,000 doses per day. Now it's about 3 million per day and going. So, yeah, the market is high, but the market's also sniffing out. Wow, we're gonna have a lot of pent up demand. I mean, I hear it all the time. I mean, what we're gonna do when we get on the other side of this? We're gonna make up for lost time. I hear that all the time. I always want to go to Italy. I'm not wasting now. I'm not gonna mess around. I'm gonna go to Italy. I've always wanted to buy an RV. I'm not going to mess around now. I'm actually going to buy an RV. You know, you hear these type of things. So this almost going to feel like a war has ended when this pandemic is over and the pent-up demand. So the market's saying down the road, the economy is going to hum along, do very well. It could overheat. We'll talk about that after the break. But right now, is the market too high? I'm actually going to side and say no, not considering all the stimulus that's out there, the Fed policy keeping at zero, and very soon, this pent-up demand sitting in this cocoon for last year, we might get out and start spending again. We'll be right back after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners, wake up, Northern Ulster, Northern Dutchess County, here in the show, at GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Today's topic, questions and answers, and we're going to get right back to the questions after you get my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. We'll secure the book. You heard Mike Bennett talking about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. We kind of get that, right? I mean, our father, or mother, grandfather, grandmother all had pensions, or most had pensions, and health care, and they took after you and took care of you. Not so much now. Now, so this book, Not Your Father's Retirement, is trying to find ways to create your own pension, create your own healthcare strategies, try to kind of get what your parents had or grandparents had. It's all in that book, chapter by chapter, building it for you. So the first 20 callers, early bird gets the worm, will get that book for free. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. And if you're driving, two hands on the wheel when you get back home, WHUD.com, which should be your favorite anyway, in the lower right-hand side, shows where you can get the book for free there online as well. 845-371-0101 or online. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next and the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Highlight the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. And, of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15, Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. They'll give you the national news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, what they did, the local Hudson Valley business news, what's going on, hire, firings, mergers, all these, a lot of things are happening in Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley Index that we created. And for more information on what we do and how we advise, and our fees are very low, very cheap, you can go to MahoneyGPS.com. You can see all our archived TV shows, radio programs like this, newsletters are archived that we talked about, and you could also get on the newsletter list for free. So MahoneyGPS.com consolidates all the things that we're doing, all the content that we're creating for you. So right before the break, we spoke about, is the market too high? And I said, pretty much the answer is no. So market may look high with the Dow over 33,000 and the S&P 500 over 4,000. NASDAQ, no, probably about 400 or 500 points from a record setting there. But at the same token, where else are you going to put your money? Next question. RMDs, required minimum distributions, are very confusing and add last year's CARES Act to the puzzle. So let's go over this. So last year, you didn't have to take out a required minimum distribution from your retirement account because of the CARES Act. And some people deferred it. Some people took money out because they needed it anyway. So for decades, we always remember 59.5 is the earliest you could take money out without a 10% penalty out of retirement accounts. The other number we always remember was 70.5. So at 70.5, you had to take a required minimum distribution. So let's say you had $100,000 retirement account on December 31st. That's a snapshot that they use. And it was 1 divided by 28, which is the divisor. And then as you get older, 1 by 27. 1 by 26, so forth. So it's about 3.5% in there. So if you had $100,000 in a retirement account, roughly about 3.5% to 4%, close to 3.5, about $3,500 needs to come out to pay taxes on it. Remember, this money that has not been taxed yet, this money you put in pre-tax over the years, whether it's an IRA, 401k plan, 403b, you took out money pre-tax, got the savings there, grew tax deferred, and the IRS is waiting for it. So at 70.5 was like that for a long time. In addition to the CARES Act last year, said, well, you didn't have to take out money if you didn't want to in 2020, but now you could defer. Instead of getting at 70.5, you could start now taking your RMDs at 72. So at 72 years old now is when you would take your required distribution, whether you want to or not. You have to. And by the way, the penalty is pretty ugly on that. Let's say you had to take out $5,000 from your retirement account to satisfy the RMD, kicking and screaming all the way. I don't want to take my money out. Okay, but you have to take it out $5,000. And you didn't take it out in that given year when you turned 72. Well, guess what would happen? Good answer. No, you would have to pay half. Think about that. If you owed if you're supposed to take $5,000 out of your retirement account, you and didn't do it, you'd owe the IRS, those nice people, $2,500. Yikes. So make sure you know your RMDs. Next question. What are the best books to read about finance and the markets and so forth? Look, there's two of my favorites. They're both, I would say, classics. The first one is One Up on Wall Street. That's by Peter Lynch. Again, it's dated a little bit as far as the different stories that he tells. But Peter Lynch was the money manager of the Fidelity Magellan Fund through the 1990s, which had an annual about 20-25% return every year. And he kind of talks that One Up on Wall Street. What does that mean? It's like you have the advantage. You have One Up on Wall Street. Wait a second. I thought Wall Street had all the answers. No, really, he goes through the book and describes different things he saw with his eyes, or what his wife saw with her eyes, or their friends, what they saw with their eyes, as far as products moving through retail chains or going to places and can't find things anymore because they're sold out. And like, that's a good starting point. So the One Up on Wall Street is very interesting because it's a starting point, but it shows that you have one up. You can use your senses. By the way, 2020, look at the things that change in your own eyes. You say, wow, I saw this happening. People are buying these. Oh, people are doing this. And you could see with your own eyes, a good starting point. The other book is How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill, who's also the founder of Investors Business Daily. That book's great. It goes through what they did, basically, go through 30, 40 years of data, throw it into a computer and spit out, what are the correlations? What are those stocks that go from, let's say, 40 to 180? What are the characteristics? And then start looking at those characteristics for other companies, and actually has a really good grading system. If it's a really strong group, a strong industry, it's rated A, B, C, it's the class, just like in school. And numbers too, like earnings potential, earnings growth is very big there. So if you really like this stuff, those are the two best books I think you can read. One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch and How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. So many opinions about the market. Market's going to go up, set more records. Market's going to crash. What are your thoughts? I don't make predictions, but sometimes very confusing. One thing to take a look at is a chart. A chart, yes. I'm not trying to make you chartist, but you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the million other things. You see that we're trending higher. Again, we start trending lower, then I'll tell you, okay. So sometimes, there's so much noise. So much things out there. Someone's at your money. So many different opinions. Sometimes you have to dummy it down and just look at a chart. The last 2-year, 5-year chart of the S&P 500, of NASDAQ, or Dow Jones, whatever your choice is. And as you look at that chart, you can see that we're trending higher. So trend is your friend at the moment. Trends will change, but that's a lot of noise out there. I think that's one of the best ways to see what my opinion is about the market, is the market's opinion about the market, which is follow the charts. Well, this has been great. It goes by too fast. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.